Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-50s. As we head into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll still see warm temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Wichita have announced an arrest in the weekend shooting at an apartment complex that killed one teen and injured another. Police said in a news release yesterday that 18-year-old Easton Palmer of Wichita was arrested Tuesday on suspicion of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery in the death of 17-year-old Eric Stokes. Stokes died in this Sunday evening shooting at Morgan's Landing Apartments on the west side. Another 17-year-old was treated and released from a hospital after suffering minor injuries. Police said following the release of surveillance video, tips from the public led police to arrest Palmer. A former school resource officer in Kansas City, Kansas, has been convicted of child sex crimes. Attorney General Derek Schmidt said yesterday that 32-year-old Mark Sheets was convicted in Norton County District Court on two counts of rape, also two counts of aggravated criminal sodomy, and other charges. Authorities say the victim in those crimes was 14 at the time. Rick Averett, MidAmerica Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair at Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says a variant of the coronavirus known as the Brazilian or P1 variant has been detected in Cowley County. The variant is known to be more infectious, may cause more severe disease, and may affect children more than common strains of the virus. Actual COVID numbers from yesterday. The KDHE says there were 8 more deaths in the period of Monday to Wednesday linked to COVID-19. That brings the state's death toll to 4,978 since the pandemic began. The KDHE also shows 55 new hospitalizations in the 2-day period, along with an additional 645 people in the state testing positive. Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that they're expanding Kauffman Stadium's capacity for May games. The team said it'll provide pod-style seating that's socially distanced by 3 feet to accommodate 17,400 fans. The team is reviewing capacity limits on a month-by-month basis. Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A proposal to indirectly subsidize private K-12 schools in Nebraska by offering tax credits to scholarship donors has stalled after opponents blocked the measure with a filibuster. Backers in the legislature fell 4 votes short of the 33 they needed to force a vote on the bill, which effectively sidelines it for the rest of this year's session. Supporters pitched the measure as a way to give low-income students more choices if a public school doesn't meet their needs. But the measure drew sharp opposition from other lawmakers who argued it would divert tax dollars away from K-12 public schools and other priorities. A 114-year-old Nebraska woman has taken the title of America's oldest living person, and she says what she wants most is to eat with her friend after a year of pandemic restrictions. Omaha native Thelma Sutcliffe was born on October 1st of 1906. Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County's annual free dump days will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. This weekend at the Washington County Landfill. Free disposal day for Marshall County residents is planned Saturday, May 1st, 8 to 3 at the transfer station. They will accept residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demolition material from personal projects. They must be separated from household waste. Scrap metal must be separated from other waste. Appliances with Freon removed. Tires will be accepted with a disposal fee charged. They will not accept medical waste, yard waste and debris, commercial waste, animal carcasses, asbestos, industrial waste, and household hazardous waste. Free disposal day at the Marshall County Landfill Saturday for Marshall County residents from 8 to 3. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Public Works Office. Blue Rapids citywide garage sales will be Friday and Saturday. Maps will be available at all locations, and they will serve lunch on Saturday from 11 to 1, the community center with a free will donation to benefit the 4th of July fireworks celebration. The Frankfort community will be the site for the annual White Way Run. The event was not held due to COVID last year. They will celebrate 107 years of the White Way on Highway 9, with departures Saturday from Concordia and Atchison at 8 a.m., converging at the Frankfort City Park Saturday afternoon for a celebration and car show. Additional details are online at kswhiteway.wordpress.com, or they have a site on Facebook. The public is welcome to the activity Saturday afternoon at the Frankfort City Park. In advance of a May Day celebration planned this Saturday, May 1st, the Kessler House Museum Gardens in Marysville, work days are planned Thursday and Friday beginning at 10 a.m. with a general cleanup and some planting. Those volunteers are asked to bring their garden tools and wear gloves. The May Day celebration Saturday will include recent projects and a preview of what's coming this summer. Visitors will be invited to make a May basket and enjoy refreshments. They will be showing off a zero-step entrance off the alley. Still underway are restoration of the outhouses and landscaping of the patio area. Tulips have been in bloom for several weeks and may be wanting by the weekend, but perennials are emerging. The May Day celebration Saturday at the Kessler House Museum Gardens in Marysville is free and open to the public. Bulldog fans and alumni are invited to join the fundraising blitz to complete renovations at Homer Hansen Stadium. Contributions are being accepted. Make checks payable to the USD 364 Foundation Stadium Project and mail those or drop off at the district office in Marysville. Individuals with stocks can gift their appreciated assets to the foundation. Please consult your financial advisor. Individuals age 70 and a half or older can give a qualified charitable distribution from their IRAs. Again, consult your tax professional with any questions. This may be tax deductible. The improvements will include artificial turf, an 8th track lane, a new press box, including handicapped accessible restrooms at Homer Hansen Stadium in Marysville. Details are available on their Facebook site, Homer Hansen Stadium, on social media. Members of the committee for fundraising include Jody Holly, Kate Manley or Liz Warren, and Lynn Mayer. The Washington County Saddle Club will host a benefit. The Joseph Brungardt Memorial Benefit Roping Event will be held at the Washington County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Cash entries, books open at 11, roping starts at 1. Open to 50 teams, the first hole will pay $4,800 with their added money. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the pot. This benefit for a local family who lost their teenage son. All proceeds benefit the Joseph Brungardt family. Saddle Club Memorial Benefit Roping Event at the Washington County Rodeo. Books open 11. Roping starts at 1. For details, contact Alan Gilchrist at 785-844-0941. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, passed away February 19th in California. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. A memorial service for Colonel Leonard G. Gaston and his wife Betty A. Gaston is planned Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery. Leonard G. Gaston was born May 4, 1933 in Frankfort. Again, memorial service for Colonel Leonard Gaston and his wife Betty, Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna casserole, French bread, Scandinavian blend, and plums. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, noodles, peas, and Fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, the frontal boundary that was stationary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest is continuing to push off towards the east southeast, and a high pressure system moves in behind it. That's going to bring us dry weather, becoming mostly sunny for this Thursday. We'll see dry weather for tonight, for Friday, continuing into Saturday before another system moves in, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, warm temperatures, 70s for today, 80s as we head into tomorrow through the weekend. So across the area, sunny, mid-70s, wind gusts at 25. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 80. Tomorrow night, clear, mid-50s. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 72. Record high on this date hit 99. The average low, 48. The record low is 30. Sunset this evening, 8:18. Sunrise in the morning at 6:31. Sunshine back, 46 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 29th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
A couple of NBA heavyweights punched their playoff tickets, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With a coveted playoff spot up for grabs in the Western Conference, Chris Paul proved age ain't nothing but a number.
Cam Johnson hands it back over to Paul. Paul at three-point land. He's going to try one from there. Why not? Shazam!
The call on KTAR. The 35-year-old paced the Suns with a team-high 28 points to go along with 10 assists. Phoenix topped the Clippers 109-101 to clinch their first playoff berth since 2010. It was a quick night at the office for the 76ers.
Hill has it back to Joel. Up fake, they double Embiid. Looking for cutters, fakes, leans, shot up and good.
On WPEN, Seth Curry finished with 20 points. The Sixers outscored the Hawks 67-45 in the first half to cruise to a 127-83 win. Philly also clinched a playoff berth with the win and currently sits a game behind the Nets for the top seed in the Eastern Conference. The Jacksonville Jaguars are officially on the clock. The 2021 NFL draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland, with the AFC South bottom dwellers holding the top overall pick, widely expected to take Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. The Broncos made a pre-draft splash, acquiring quarterback Teddy Bridgewater from the Panthers for a sixth-round pick in this year's draft. Sources tell ESPN the trade does not take Denver, who holds the ninth pick, out of the market for a quarterback. Around the diamonds, it didn't take much for the Royals to turn their offense around.
2-2 pitch. swing, and a fastball is lined to right center. That's a hit. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Whit Merrifield around third. He will come in and score.
On KCSP, after being held to just one run the night before, KC's bats erupted for 9 runs on 12 hits, including 3 each by Salvador Perez and Jorge Soler. The Royals topped the Pirates 9-6 to overtake the Dodgers for baseball's best record at 15-8. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries a complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-bag vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
Last night's joint session of Congress addressed by President Biden. He had some details of the American Families Plan. The bulk of the $1.8 trillion package focuses on education, direct support to low and middle income families, and extending tax breaks to families with kids. Biden's plan to end another tax breaks to pay for the package, including the stepped-up basis. But Biden says the reform will be designed with protection so the family-owned businesses and farms will not have to pay taxes when given to heirs who continue to run the business. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye recently explained that a longstanding provision of U.S. tax law is that a capital gains tax is not imposed when assets are transferred at death to an heir. Furthermore, tax law allows the heir to increase their basis in the asset to fair market value without paying capital gains tax, which is referred to as the stepped-up basis. Well, farmers are struggling to enter carbon markets. A new report out from Reuters says a climate push from the Biden administration is sparking interest in farm-based carbon credits. Companies like Microsoft are purchasing credits. Others like Bayer and Cargill have subsidized projects to incentivize farmers to reduce emissions. USDA monitoring the success of the carbon markets with an eye on future farm bill programs. However, a Nebraska farmer said it's very new and still the wild, wild west. Lucas Fricky is generating carbon credits for Microsoft, but expects the $20 per credit to not cover the cost of expenses to participate. Much of the cost to companies purchasing those credits goes towards verifying carbon capture claims. And one marketer said, until we get a market where there's liquidity, they'll continue to see projects without buyers and continue to see buyers without the supply they need. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag.
Good morning from Beatrice 77 Livestock, Dennis Henricks. Hey, we've got our bread cow, cow-calf, heifer sale here today. It all starts at 11 o'clock, and we will start on 12 head. First calf bred heifers, guys. The Frankfurt entry is 8 black first calf bred heifers are going to be bred to Garland, Ashland, Black Angus bulls. They are 4 to 5 months as the heifers are all fall calvers. Got a group of 3 nice black heifers also, and 1 red Angus first calf bred heifer. In the cow-calf families, it starts off with 6 black baldy first F1, I should say. First calf families are going to be 45-day-old calves at side. Another group of 8 black and red first calf families, 3 weeks to 2 months on the calves. Another group of 6 black cow-calf families are going to be 8 and 9-year-old. They're going to have 3-week-old black calves. 5 black families, 3 to 7-year-olds, they were calved to March 1st out of Wedevec Black Angus breeding. A group out of Exeter, 28 black, red cow-calf families. They're going to be 7, 8, and 9-year-olds. They're black, red, red-white-faced calves, and they're 1 to 6 weeks old. A group out of Sterling is going to be 12 head of black and red cow-calf families. They're going to be 3 to 8-year-olds. They're going to be black and red, born February, March. The friend group is 4 black cow-calf families, 4 years to running age. The calves are 4 to 6 weeks old. And out of Fall City, 7 black Angus families are going to be 6 and 7-year-olds. They've got 45 to 60-day-old black calves. Everything there is ready for pasture. In the bred cow department, we're going to start off with Red Angus, six of them bred cows. They're going to be 3 to 6 year olds. They're bred Red Angus folks. They're 3 to 6 months along. A super group out of Burchard is 30 Red Angus bred cows. They're 5, 6, and 7 year olds. They're bred to Red, Black, or Hereford. They're 4 to 5 months along. Out of Wilbur's, a good set of 3 black bred cows, 3, 4, 6 year olds, bred to Keneally Black Angus. They are 9 months along. They're ready to calve. Out of Ong is 6 black and red bred cows, 4 to 7 year olds. They're bred Semi Angus. They're 4 to 5 months along. Out of Beaver Crossing is a nice set. 6 black bred cows, 4 to 5 year olds. They're bred Griswold Black Angus. They're 5 to 6 months on pregnancy. Out of Lincoln is 6 black bred cows. There's 1 heifer. The balance are 4, 5, and 7 year olds. They're bred black. They're 4 to 7 months along. And out of Palmyra is 4 black bred cows, 4 to 7 year olds. They're bred to Wedevick Black Angus, and they're 5 to 8 months. That's today at 11 o'clock at Beatrice 77 Livestock, starting out with the first calf bred heifers. So keep in mind that you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video with Beatrice77.net.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Morning. It was a very interesting day in the futures markets on Wednesday. We saw some strange activity over the course of the day. Corn, the front months were up all day long and then finished sharply lower. May corn down 9 1/4 at 686 and a quarter. July down 10 1/2 at 644. Kansas City wheat did not start well but got pretty strong shortly thereafter, but finished sharply lower nonetheless. May KC wheat down 15, 689 and a quarter. July down 14 and 3/4 at 696 and a half. We saw double-digit losses in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. Interesting to watch the way the numbers moved around over the course of the day. Soybeans, kind of the same story. May beans finished up 8 at 1557 and 3/4, but July down 5 and 3/4 at 1513 and 3/4. After that, the losses were double-digit all the way back. May soybean meal down 420 at 421.30. July down $5 at 421.80. May soybean oil was up 250 at 68.95. July bean oil was 28 points higher at 61.16. So it was a mixed day within the soy complex, and corn, Kansas City wheat did not fare so well. In the livestock complex, mostly lower. Hogs were the bright spot there. April live cattle up 57 at 118.95. That was the sole good news for cattle. June live cattle down 40 at 115.45. April feeder cattle down 32 at 133.87. May feeders down 90 at 134.97. The back months and feeder cattle all down by well over a dollar. And as I pointed out, hogs were the bright spots on the day. May hogs up 147 at 111.27, while June hogs finished the day up 245 at 109.12. So Wednesday was a day full of volatility and sharp activity and mixed numbers at the end. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 10:30. Early consignment listings today will include 2 first calf heifer pairs, 45-day-old calves, 5 black cow calf pairs, 45-day-old calves, running age cows, 20 black and red bred cows, 48 years old, 5 Charlet early fall bred cows, running age, 8 black steers and heifers weigh 3.5 to 5.50. 40 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 350 to 575, 20 weighing in at 4 to 5. 9 black steers and heifers 4 to 575, 100 weighing 4 to 6. 6 red bulls and heifers 4.5 to 6. 38 red steers and heifers 4.5 to 650. 8 black and red steers and heifers 475 to 6, 90 weighing in at 475 to 6 1/4. 8 black steers and heifers 5 to 5.5, 7 black steers weighing 5 to 6. 8 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 17 black and red heifers, 5 to 8. 28 black and red steers, 5.5 to 6.50. 10 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 16 weighing at 16 to 7.50. 100 at 7.25 to 8. 125 black yearling steers, 8 to 8 1/4. With 62 black heifers weighing 8.25 to 8.75. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. announcing their new manager will begin May 1st. Welcome, Greg Bennett.
It is fitting that April is National Garden Month because it's all about the Peace Rose. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 29th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian and actor Jerry Seinfeld is 67, and on this day in 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports debuted for the first time. It's also National Peace Rose Day, which is widely known as the most popular rose of the 20th century. Peace roses are a yellow, sometimes cream-colored rose with red or pink edges that give off a fruity fragrance. In Europe, the rose symbolizes the hope the country felt as World War II was ending. The peace rose is called something different in every country. In the United States, they were officially named peace roses on April 29th, 1945. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about flowers and gardening online at almanac.com.
.7:31 from KNDY, 46 with sunshine, with highs warming into the middle 70s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. It was a win for the Royals. George Soler had two doubles among his three hits and drove in three runs to lead Kansas City over the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-6 and improve the Royals' record to a major league best 15-8. Soler's double sparked three run rallies in the first and sixth innings, the latter stretching the lead to 9-5. Kansas City won for the sixth time in seven games. Salvador Perez also had three of Kansas City's 12 hits. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run triple, and Andrew Benintendi added a two-run double. The Royals are off today. They'll start a three-game series with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow, first pitch at 7:10. Now to COVID. Good news. Atlanta's two biggest outdoor pro sports stadiums will both allow 100% capacity at events beginning next month. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
KNDY. It's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. Heading out or hanging in, movie on the couch or a hillbilly band. Girl, it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. I don't care what we do, what we don't, girl. I'm just freaking digging living in your world. You got the heart I gotta get next to. Just to spend on them dead presidents. Yeah, it's all about you. Girl, it's all about you. All my buddies giving me lip, saying that their boy's just a little bit whip. Well, maybe that's true, because it's all about you. I don't care what we do, what we don't, girl. I'm just freaking digging living in your world. You got the heart I gotta get next to. I'm me a banjo I can bang on. Just might write me a little love song going ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, it's all about love. I don't care what we do, what we don't, girl. I'm just drinking, digging, living in your world. You got the heart I gotta get next to.
Tall, run like you're bulletproof and total a car or two. Boy, you're gonna hate this town. Wish you could burn it down, that fire in your